Hey friends, what's going on? Welcome to the Astro Hustle. I am Corey Allen, and as always, it's great to be here with you, sharing this moment of time, and I'm grateful to be here with you in this moment of time. On today's episode, I'm going to talk about dealing with stress and stressful situations. Not particularly so much as ones that are happening in the moment, although this, you know, what I'll share does speak to that, but moreover, stressful periods of life. That time whenever our stress is kind of stretched out over a few hours or a few days or a few weeks. And I'm going to just offer some insights and ways of working with that so that it is not as destructive and confusing as it can be. And what better time to talk about dealing with stress than going into the holiday season? That's always stressful for people for sure. But look, if we're being realistic, life is just stressful in general. Who cares about the holidays? I mean, it's just things happen, you know, and it's good to know how to deal with them whenever they arise. So I'm looking forward to getting into that with you. People, please avoid boring, basic, and bland gifts this year. And if you want to do that, which I highly suggest you should, Uncommon Goods is your secret weapon. Uncommon Goods is a great site. I've used it over the last handful of years for Christmas gifts. You can always find really cool stuff there. I love it because it supports individual artists, and you get stuff that's handmade and small batched, so you're not just buying some manufactured junk. You're actually getting someone something thoughtful, something special, and as I said, supporting a real artist. I've bought hand sculpted statues over there. I've even bought instruments, little weird instruments that I've never heard of before over there as well. A lot of cool stuff, and really there is something for anyone that you're shopping for. Anything from art to jewelry to kitchen to home and bar, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/astrohustle. That's uncommongoods.com/astrohustle for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer, Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. We're in the thick of the giving season right now, and you're probably being bombarded with a lot of charities asking for donations. They'll have powerful imagery, great stories, and regularly overpromise what your donation can achieve. Have you ever heard a charity say that even a dollar could save a life? The word could is doing a lot of work. Although there are some outstanding charities out there, the tragedy is that you probably don't know who they are because they aren't bombarding you with ads. But the best charities do save and improve lives. If you donated to them, your donation would have an extraordinary impact. This ad is sponsored by Giving What We Can. They're not asking for your money. They just want you to know that if you'd like to support the best charities this giving season, they can help you. They've identified over 30 top-rated charities and funds working on high-impact causes, like reducing poverty and illness, addressing climate change, and advocating for farmed animals. Their top-rated organizations have been vetted by expert evaluators, so you can know your donations will be used effectively. And Giving What We Can doesn't take a cut. Make the most impact you can when you donate this holiday season by heading to givingwhatwecan.org/hustle. A lot of times this elongated stress that I talked about in the beginning, it comes from outside factors. It's stuff that's happening in our lives, typically where there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of unknowns, and you need to work through and pass through that moment of time. And that can be really difficult, and it can just really tear us apart because there's so much unknowns and we're dealing with a lot at once. And dealing with all of that can make it to where we get really overwhelmed, you know, and just kind of living through those moments, we can go through all these different states of mind and all these different perspectives throughout those periods of stress. And, you know, typically during those moments where we have this heightened emotion and a lot of tension and stress and anticipation, it's usually pretty important that we make good decisions, you know, because we're in those moments for a reason. They are these sharp moments in life that need our attention. And so it's important to be able to deal with those with a clear mind and, you know, a grounded body during those moments. So the first thing I would say during those periods is to focus on what you can control, because a lot of times, as I said, that there's many moving parts, and also this evolving kind of stress, there's typically a kind of an element of it being a moving target. Like, things are continuing to change and move and grow as the situation itself evolves, as the pressure around that situation evolves. And so we can feel kind of helpless because we're caught in this long-term period of stress, and we want to do something to either get the solution that we want, to get the outcome that we want, to change the way that the situation is going, kind of moving the direction of it into a direction that we want. And we also want relief from feeling the just discomfort of the stress and the tension of the situation. And so because there's typically, as I said, you know, we are living inside of stress, not having stress inside of us. And by that, I mean that, like, it's something outside of us. The situation that's creating the stress is something that we can't have full control of. And so therefore, we're kind of in this tug of war with it. But what I would say is that not only does focusing on the parts of the situation that you control really helpful, because it brings focus to what is important, what you can actually impact, right? But it also clears away a lot of the noise, because when we're in stressful situations, there are all these thoughts, all these what-ifs buzzing around in our brains, and that overwhelms us and drains a ton of our energy. And in those moments, as I said, it is important to make good decisions, right? And so focusing on, all right, what are the things in the situation that I can actually touch to improve it and make things go the way that I want and alleviate some of the stress? So what can I do in the meantime to be proactive, to focus my energy on that, as opposed to just let my energy go all over the place because I'm freaking out and just feeling the tension and the pressure, and work with that? Stay clear on what you can actually touch, what you can actually change, and what you can do to move through that stressful moment in a way that will give you, you know, the relief and also the outcome that you're hoping to have. Focusing on the things you control also helps you stay out of your head. Because one of the things, whenever we're overwhelmed and we're dealing with a lot of stress, is that we get all these stories in our minds. Because there's a lot of unknowns in stressful situations, there's a lot of possibilities in stressful situations typically, and so our brains make up all these different stories. Like, there are a bunch of narratives going in all these different directions of how things could unfold, and that in itself is really draining. It also draws us into having these expectations about what might happen next. It also can make us worried or feel fear that things might unfold in a certain way. And so just recognizing that those stories aren't based off of facts. They are just possibilities that the brain is coming up with in order to try and prepare you for potential outcomes. And those narratives create a lot of anxiety. So you're already feeling stressed out, and all of these possibilities make it way worse, because you just get really amped up, you get wound up and anxious, thinking like, what if it's this? What if this happens? Well, I want this to happen. What if that doesn't happen? And then what if this happens? This is the worst case scenario, and this is the best case scenario, and on and on and on. And you can just spend all day, you know, in your head going through these potential stories, kind of half believing them as you go through them. And if you look at what's actually happening during all that time, you're really just exhausting yourself, burning yourself out, and making yourself suffer, just kind of raking yourself over the coals and pulling yourself into these false stories, kind of these delusions in different ways, where you will end up suffering even more. So being sure not to get caught up in those stories is really valuable, because it keeps your mind clear. It keeps you from getting confused, you know, even more confused than the stress is already making you. And it helps you really just keep your eye on the prize, stay focused, stay grounded, and do what you can in a pragmatic way to move through that stressful time. Now, a way to work with those stories is to put a little bit of space in between your mind and your thoughts. You can do that, of course, by slowing down, by recognizing whenever one of these what ifs or these mental narratives arises. And then once you put on this perspective on your mind, it's almost like an Instagram filter, right? You're like putting this, okay, I'm going to watch and be aware whenever these what ifs or these stories arise in my mind. And whenever you have that perspective and you're ready to recognize them as that, you then see them as that when they arise. So whenever they come up and you start thinking, ooh, what if this is going to happen? What if this happens? I think this is what's happening. Yeah, here's some evidence to support that. That's definitely what's happening. Whenever, you know, it's probably not at all. And that evidence is in itself is imaginary. You can just recognize, okay, my brain is spitting up all these possibilities. Some of them are making me excited. Some of them are making me more stressed. Some of them are making me more confused. Let's just see them as fiction. They're all just potential pathways that my mind is trying to create. And now let's let them go. Focus on the facts and the verifiable information that I really have. Like, what do I really know? What's really actually happening? And how can I go back to point number one, which is focusing on the aspects of that that I can put effort into to work through and work with this stressful time. Again, you know, stress is very confusing because we get all of these narratives, we get a lot of noise, our bodies get tense, and so we just get really off our game. And one of the things that happens because of that is that our instincts get blurred. Because we're dealing with all this potential information and we're under pressure, it is more difficult for us to hear our voice and our instincts. And again, because during stressful, heightened times in our lives, it's important to make good decisions and just clear decisions. Not being able to hear our instincts is not good because we need to continue to listen to those. So whenever you feel yourself getting pulled around in these different stressful situations and you start thinking that, oh, well, this is what I probably should do, or like, this is what you're supposed to do during this situation or whatever, just like you do with the mental narratives, stop, roll it back, and focus on, all right, let's just take a minute here. Let's calm down and let's look at, what am I actually feeling? Like, what is that voice inside of me? You know, everyone knows their intuitive voice, just what feels right in the gut. Like, what is that telling me to do during this situation? And just continue to come back to that inner voice. And remember to just trust your instinct, because your instinct is always, you know, it may not always be right, but it's always going to lead you to what the best decision is that you can make in that moment of time. And so just continuing to come back to that instinct, resetting, realigning, and listening and trusting that. And it's interesting during periods of stress because you feel really destabilized, and it can be difficult to remember to trust what feels right in those moments. And so oftentimes you have to return to it again and again and again, and just remember to come back to the instinct, keep listening to that intuition, and keep moving forward in ways that feel right, as opposed to ways that you think you should be doing things. And then you can ground all of these practices of focusing on what you can control, being sure to be aware of the stories in your mind, and listening to your instincts and resyncing to those again and again by giving yourself plenty of space, giving yourself time and as much spaciousness and just downtime as you can during those stressful moments. And in those times, remembering to ground yourself with relaxing breath work. And it doesn't have to be any type of formal meditation, but just putting everything down and taking, you know, for 5 or 10 minutes. And even if you're like immensely tight in your schedule and your timing, take 1 minute. It's amazing what 1 minute will do. Imagine if you were underwater and you couldn't breathe and you took 1 minute to come up for air and breathe before you went underwater again. Think about how just life-saving that 1 minute can be. And then sometimes in life, it's the same way. You know, we have this incredible amount of stress that comes on us sometimes, and it builds and it gets heavy. And that even 1 minute of breath can be really life-saving. So even for 1 minute, if you can do 5 or 10 minutes, that's even better. But just sit, put all the, you know, devices away, turn the screens off, and just take some deep, slow, calm breaths. Whenever you exhale, relax the muscles in your face and your shoulders every time. And then breathe in, just observe your chest rising, and then exhale again and relax your face and shoulders. And just see how relaxed you can get with each exhale. And just let your body loosen up. Let your mind loosen up. Get some of that stress that's in your muscle tissue and in your nervous system to shake off and melt away. And give yourself this time, this break to ground yourself, to give yourself the space that you need during the stressful moments. And by doing these things, you'll be able to move through these stressful periods with much more grace and also make clear and wise decisions in the face of intensity. As always, my friends, I hope that you enjoyed that podcast. If it spoke to you, you could share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it with strangers. Just go up to people and say, hey, listen to this. As well, I'm not serious about that. Please don't do that. Also, if you'd like to go over and join on Patreon, there's over 100 solo podcasts, guided meditations, and various things over there. That's patreon.com/CoreyAllen. And until next time, my friends, much love.